Shut Up and Keep Talking, Lessons on Life and Investing from the Floor of the New York Stock Exchange. Written by Bob Pisani. Narrated by Lyle Blaker. Foreword by Burton G. Malkiel. Bob Pisani has been a wise and perceptive observer of financial markets for over 30 years, most of it as CNBC's stocks correspondent at the New York Stock Exchange. He has enjoyed an inside view of what really matters on Wall Street. Distilled from that experience is a discerning set of lessons learned that provides insightful guidance for newbie as well as experienced investors. Every investor will benefit from this engaging survey of what works on Wall Street, along with an irreverent and humorous rendering of the mistakes that can ruin any investment plan. The book is part memoir, part financial history, part inside look at CNBC and the perils of an interviewer, and part explanation of what we know about financial markets and what we can never know. We learn about the immense changes in how our stock markets operate and the new instruments available to ordinary investors, enabling them to participate efficiently in the growth of our economy. Pisani accomplishes this not by writing a text or a historical essay, but by teasing insights and investment lessons from his years of interviewing Wall Street professionals and cultural celebrities. The book presents a good summary of the financial history of the past 30 years, as well as the monumental changes in how stocks are traded and packaged for investment. There is also easily accessible material on the academic theories of efficient markets and the evidence in favor of passive investing. Considerable attention is given to the emotional side of investing and the importance of understanding our behavioral biases. We learn how the NYSE lost its dominant share of stock trading. The birth of electronic trading created a regime change that fundamentally altered how our financial institutions operate. Jack Bogle and several academic scribblers eventually convinced investors about the wisdom of indexing. ETFs and indexed mutual funds created a revolution in how investors bought and held stocks in their retirement accounts. There are wonderful stories of vivid characters, such as the legendary raconteur and grizzled trader Art Cashin, whose homey wisdom is both delightful to read and wise to remember. We are also introduced to mountebanks like Bernie Madoff and Black Jack Bouvier, Jackie Kennedy's father, described as drunkard and SOB, and the misguided professionals who mistakenly think they have found the keys to market success. Meeting Walter Cronkite, with his steady voice and refusal to editorialize, provided a template for Pisani's TV journalism career. The stories of cultural celebrities that Pisani had the pleasure of interviewing are generally told with the lessons learned from their illustrious careers. Barry Manilow's career began with a string of big hits, 26 top 100 hits between 1974 and 1983. While he kept churning out albums and performing, the hits stopped coming. But Manilow refused to believe that the well had run dry, and he kept plugging along. He had to wait until 2002 when his album Ultimate Manilow went double platinum. In life, there is a reward for sticking to something long-term. There is no better rule for investing and building wealth. Save regularly, keep investing, take advantage of dollar-cost averaging, and stay the course no matter how many people are assuring you that the world is falling apart. A story about Mike Wallace illuminates the importance of decency. One about Norman Mailer reminds us that some people are devoid of civility. From Pisani's interview with the cultural icon Aretha Franklin, we learn that if we want to get people to talk, find out what motivates them. All the interviews with famous people are described with humor and an appreciation of the broader lessons that can be learned from successful people. Sometimes interviews can go awry. While Pisani was interviewing Fidel Castro, he scratched an itch on his head and was immediately thrown against the wall with his cameraman as security guards mistook his gesture as an impending attack on the Cuban leader. Much of the book centers on the fruitless search for the unique individuals and institutions who may be better able to select stocks that beat the market or make superior forecasts of economic conditions and market returns.